Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. the Pods with Jason and Randy, and the Pods that also are Pandy.
A.k.a. Karen Blowups were on this week's docket, but no one expected the China rocket. No one did expect the China rocket.
I said I haven't seen a Chinese rocket go down like that since Yao Ming got fouled hard when he was in Houston.
I was going to say I haven't seen a Chinese rocket fall apart like that since the last years of Yao Ming.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we should Both tweet. Were. There we go. All right, guys, we're back. How are you? How's everything going? We're, of course, Chinese rockets are happening now and we're recording this thing, but this is
weeks from now, no one can care about
it. No one cares about a Chinese rocket. Maybe they launched another one in that time and maybe it worked. We don't know. But we're back, we're here, and we've got stories to tell. We love bringing this thing to you. I actually was like, Jay, you know, I listened to one of these. I never listened to these after we do them, but I was walking and I decided to listen just to see how our flow was.
How was the flow?
It was good. No. It was good. I actually really liked it. I loved it. I love the sound of this thing because I'm like, how are people engaging with this podcast? And how is it? What's it providing for people? I just wanted to see, can we be doing anything different? And by the way, if we can be doing anything different, please tell us.
Let us know.
We'd love your feedback
open
and we will totally open to suggestions. But first, let's jump into the story, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Give it up. He's just not that into you, right? Remember that phrase? That was a movie. I saw
Greg
that.
Barrett.
It was on the other night. I watched that goddamn movie.
He's just not that into you.
Indications that a guy's not that into you. He wrote a book and off the book, because he was consulting for Sex and the City and he would gather in the writer's room.
And him and someone else, his writing partner on the show,
would just...
They would ask Greg, like someone, it basically came out like this, I think. Someone said to him, so this guy, we had a great date and we had sex and whatever, and then he didn't call me, which was so weird, and I didn't get why all of a sudden we had all this great chemistry. And Barrett was like, well, he's just not that into you.
Barrett was basically Justin Long in the movie. He was the bartender who's talking to the other woman.
He's saying, all right, so he's just not that into
you. This is an indication that he's just not that into you.
And then everyone started asking questions. So I dated this guy, and then all of a sudden he said his grandmother was sick, and he never called me.
He's like, he's just not coming up with an excuse like that. And then so he would kind of be the person that they threw that
sounding board, right.
Which is kind of fun in a writer's room, now that we've been in a writer's room for ourselves.
Well, it's an endless bucket of stuff. I don't know if it could have made a TV show, and he certainly wasn't a relationship expert, and it hurt him, I think, in the end.
He didn't love how it pigeonholed him in a certain way when he had a daytime talk show. All right, it was a guide for women and for men who are into guys, just to know that, all right, this guy, stop trying.
Guy's not into you.
Back it off. And again, it was turned into a super cheesy rom-com that I watched, but you know, if there's any posturing at all, essentially, it's not a good sign. No. Cut your losses and see the point at which you should cut bait. But we live in a very different time today versus when that thing was made several years, like what, 10, 12
years ago? Well, we live in a time where people don't accept legitimate election results.
And try and manufacture false narratives built on out-and-out lies to support
their bullshit
claims. Well, one
that makes their bullshit claim go true.
That's who we are now. That's where we are right now.
The age of misinformation is upon us.
And it truly makes it nearly impossible for people to accept losses and move on.
No one can take an L anymore. Nobody can take an L anymore. To me, that is the rarest thing now. How insane is that?
The most mature thing to shake someone's hand and say,
you got me. Good one. Hey, let's part ways.
This is not going to work out. Let's move forward. There is no
fixing
this.
You're right. You're right. I was a little out of control. Maybe I don't deserve to work here. You're right. I'm not right for you. Let's move on.
You can't get fired anymore. You can't lose elections anymore. All of it. Get ready, because this next story is going to take this whole thing to another to a level that we didn't even know existed.
As if it could go to another level.
Here we go. A Minnesota woman was told to not come to her ex-boyfriend's funeral was charged Monday after witnesses said she drove through the cemetery and tried to run over mourners during the ceremony.
Wait.
When you're told not...
It started out being a closed casket, and then she drove through.
And everything...
Things opened up.
Well, things open up. Yeah, but when you're told not to come to a funeral, that's a problem. That person is dead.
That person is toxic.
You can't,
to the whole family.
Well, first of all, when the person you dated is dead, like, you can't upset that person anymore.
Right. So what it's everyone think, else in his life is like, get this lady out of here.
What did they think she was going to do aside from what she actually did? She drove through a funeral.
Yeah.
Did they think she was like not going to let the casket get buried? Was she going to try and jump in it with the guy?
It is her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
So this may have been a request from the new girlfriend.
What could she what could she have done that caused him to say, don't come? That had to be a moment right there. If you start getting banned from funerals, you know you got to make some changes in your life.
Right. It's one thing to get kicked out of a bar.
It's another thing to get kicked out of the last time people will ever see someone.
Yeah, someone's final resting moment.
Blair Witten, 28, was charged with reckless endangerment following an incident at Riverside Cemetery in Fargo, North Dakota Saturday.
She was driving right through the cemetery.
Oh, yeah. She just didn't stop.
I saw the Blair Witten Project. Oh, that was a horrifying movie.
Knocking over headstones and all.
She was driving right through.
Shouldn't have done it. She was like a witch.
She was like a witch.
She was trying to wake up the dead or
something
like that.
It's like when you take a spoon and you dig it right through the hot dish.
Yep.
Right through the crinkled up potato
Maybe
chips
burnt
on,
you
top
right
of
on the top of your
of
mouth.
Mushroom soup.
You don't like it. I feel like places like Fargo seem calm.
But then this stuff is like right under the surface. Like, hence the movie Fargo.
You never see this in New York City.
Right.
Or San Francisco.
That's like my son said to me, why do you feel safer walking around New York City at 2 in the morning than you do walking around in parts of LA? I'm like,
it's New York City.
There's always going to be people around. There's always a restaurant you can duck into. All the craziness is on the outside.
Number one, and number
this guy's yelling at the fire hydrant. We know he's there.
Yeah.
This guy's gonna has his gun out. He's over there. We know who he's doing.
Right.
I know where to walk, and I know where not to walk. In Fargo, it's like, I don't know who's going to throw me into a wood chipper. I don't know.
You just don't know. It's like in New York and San Francisco, people are worried about how they're going to make their rent.
Right.
That's what people are worried about.
Right.
So they're not they
survival
don't have,
mode. Right. Survival
they don't
mode.
Have time to plan out. I got to drive through this person's funeral.
Right.
You know, an ex-boyfriend's funeral.
Yes.
The woman's house, in my opinion, this woman's house probably already paid off. Am I right? All she has to think about is if she's going to go to the funeral and sideswipe people in Fargo. That's what she's got the time to work out a plan like that, Jay.
You think people up in Fargo have more time to crazy plus,
so this is what we said about the people on the crazy people on the streets of Los Angeles. They don't have to fight the weather elements. We've always said this, that they don't have to swashbuckle like any crazy low temperatures or anything. They have more time to work on their crazier craft.
Per day.
Per day. So they will be crazier. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why you see the craziest people in the world on the streets of LA, right? They're tanned, they're rested, and ready to unleash that crazy fury.
Oh, yeah.
Same in Fargo. Crazy people have time to pick it up, all right? Just plot and make sure. It's a luxury, really, when you think about it.
It kind of is.
Multiple complaints reported Witten was driving her vehicle inside the cemetery in a manner with extreme indifference for human life. She did not care.
Well, it's a cemetery, so I think she figured...
And human death.
Yeah.
Extreme indifference for human death.
She had no regard for the
human death. Which created substantial risk of serious bodily injury to persons in the cemetery. Fargo policewoman Jessica Schindeldecker. What a great name.
Schindeldecker.
Schindeldecker. There had to be one person in the cemetery who was like, hold on, Jeff. This could mean a lot of future business for us. Let's not, you know, I know this is a really bad situation, but like, let's think about the number of caskets we could sell.
The guy who works for
the opportunistic guy at the Fargo Cemetery.
What? People are dying to get in here.
Hey, Jeff, come on.
That's your joke you've used for like decades.
If you're in the business of housing dead people permanently, then something like this could be a boon for business.
You never know.
No one was injured, according to local reports. Thank God.
Thank God.
Driving around in the cemetery over tombstones, through trees.
Off-road. Is she off-roading it?
Or on the road? If you see someone driving faster than like 7 miles per hour in a cemetery.
That's reckless.
That is crazy.
That's out of control.
Like, get out of the way. Witnesses waved down the police at the cemetery and said an SUV was driving over gravesites and trying to run people over. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reported, citing court documents.
Should have invited her.
Or at the very least, you should have said nothing to her. You know, if she shows up, she shows up. You just don't say anything.
Or
right?
Or you tell her when the funeral is going to be and you make it like the next day. You give her a wrong date.
You make it like much, you give her a time that's much later. So she just comes at the very end.
Right.
Oh, I thought, cemetery made us do it earlier. The ex-boyfriend's father told the police Witten was not welcome at the funeral and saw her speeding across the cemetery.
Speeding!
Not just driving, Jay.
Like tires kicking up. Fresh, dirty grass and flowers that are.
Should we take a break?
Yeah,
let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you what happened to the rest of the story. It's bonkers, y'all. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I think the are we done? I think the yeah, I think it did. So we don't have, I don't know if we have one planned in the on the horizon, but if we do another live Dumb People Town, we'll let you guys know about it.
Love
to be a part of it. If you aren't members and subscribe to our YouTube page, look up YouTube Scarborough Country and subscribe to that page. A lot of great content on there.
Yeah, it's fun.
And let's jump into this. Before we left,
there was a crazy ex-girlfriend, Rachel Bloom.
Yep, who was driving, speeding through a cemetery at her ex-boyfriend's funeral, which she was not invited to. Ex-boyfriend, okay? Mm-hmm. Remember that. Speeding, mm-hmm. not driving, speeding, yeah. Yeah. Like tires kicking up fresh dirt.
Dirt and
flowers left at graves. Yeah, okay, sure. This woman should be sued by every family of every grave that she desecrated.
Yeah, I can. Now we know why the dead guy broke up with her. I mean, that's definitely what happened.
She seems so committed. I'm sorry. She should be committed. That's right.
Yes.
A second witness said that Witten was not wanted at the burial ceremony because she had made negative posts on social media about the ex-boyfriend's death.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be up on Facebook saying good.
Digital paper trail of your craziness is going to get you uninvited to a funeral. Save those comments for after the funeral if you really want
to
go.
What, you're like Bernie Madoff wanting to get invited to like a business school graduation.
It's not going
to
happen. It's not going to happen.
May he rest in unpeace.
Right. And he said that he approached Witten in her SUV to ask her to leave, but she accelerated toward him.
Jeez.
Forcing him to jump out of the vehicle's path. Dude, jump out of the vehicle's path in a suit, Jay.
In a probably a suit from Today's Man.
Yes. This is like a scene.
Men's Warehouse.
This is like a scene from Lethal Weapon with probably slightly less anti-Semitism between takes.
Yes.
Police detained Witten on the north side of the cemetery, the report said. They probably said to her, you want to join your ex-boyfriend? Mm-hmm. We can make that happen. And she probably said, he told me he wanted to get back together. No, he didn't.
Nope.
I always like to at least hear the person's excuse, right?
Yeah, let her get it out so
gives
we know how crazy
she is. Gives a window into their thought process. Right. It's like interviewing a serial killer.
I want to hear how you think you're right.
Oh, the cat told you to dismember your neighbor. Oh, okay. Okay, just get
that
straight.
What else did the cat say?
I'm seeing the logic now.
Mm-hmm.
She told officers that she had shown up for the funeral and was sitting in her SUV. This is her excuse, Jay. When people who she believed would hurt her approached. You were just sitting in your SUV at the funeral.
You know how like you go to a funeral and you're like, I should probably sit this one in the car.
A funeral that you were not invited to.
Let me just watch this from the car. Specifically
asked not to
come. Uh-oh, people are coming over. They could hurt me.
Yeah.
What can I do?
So you came somewhere where people didn't want you to be. Okay, got it. Uh-huh. And after you made some weird negative comments online on Facebook about his death. Okay, good, great. I think you might be right.
Uh-huh.
If you did that after someone I loved had died, I'd approach you with bad intentions. You know what I'm saying? If you showed up where you weren't supposed to be. She said she drove away and was careful not to hit anything. Uh-huh. That's what she's in her mind. I was being careful
not to hit anything. I was careful not to hit anything except some headstones.
Yeah. And hopefully some people at the funeral.
And a couple trees.
Witten was booked at the Cass County Jail, where she pleaded not guilty at a court hearing on Monday.
What did she think was going to happen?
By showing up at the funeral, that he'd take you back? He can't. What? That you guys would be together? That may be the full extent of disillusionment. You know what I mean? This is thinking.
I can get him back. Or like, he's dead. And she's in her mind, she's like, I can fix him.
This is the this is the next step of Trumpism, Jay.
Yeah.
Not accepting death. That's his final of a situation as humanly possible. We're not even talking about an election.
He's not dead. He's there. Look in the box. He's there.
What did she hope to accomplish by being at a funeral she was asked not to be at, Jay?
What, to tell everyone that she was right in all the arguments?
To what end? He's gone. He probably died just to get away from you, is what we're saying.
Yes. He's resting in peace, finally.
Knowing that you two can never be together ever again. So I'm at a loss here, Jay.
I don't know.
At least you showed everyone, who even the people who are like, she's not that crazy.
You showed them.
Yes,
you are.
That their relative, their son, their brother, their nephew made the right decision in breaking up with you. At least he did one thing right.
Right.
He broke up with this crazy bitch.
He showed the best judgment he could have ever had.
If they had any questions about his judgment, you answered all of them.
Thank you.
So you should just turn around and say to all of them and say, you're welcome. And that is the show, guys. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
We got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da-da. In my car. A podcast network.